I'm joined here by Adriano Valerio. Welcome.
Hello, hello.
So, Adriano, you're here for one of my favorite actually sections. I shouldn't say it, but International Critics Week.
Yes.
With Banat. Tell me about it.
First of all, I'm incredibly happy to be here. Today is the day after the screening, so I start, and the first reviews were quite good, so I start being a bit more relaxed. And it's a story of an Italian young man, around 30, 35, from the south, that decides to go and work as an agronomist in a remote region called Banat in the west part of Romania. It's a very fertile and very cold region, and he doesn't manage to fulfill his expectations in Italy, and he cannot really get a job that he'd like to have, and he takes the opportunity to radically change his life. And when he's about to leave, he meets a woman that is taking the flat that he's about to leave, and eventually when there's a great feeling between the two of them, a great exchange, and when she loses her job in the harbor of Bari, she decides to join him. And so the idea is to speak about an unusual form of immigration in an unusual place, but most of all is to speak about a displacement of a generation, the sense of displacement.
And so how was the inception of actually the whole film? So when you had the first idea that then became the little subject and then it became the script, and of course now we can see it here in Venice.
Well, I had a friend that went to work in Romania, and it happened in a time when there was a big flux of migration from Romania towards Italy. And at the same time, there was this horrible right-wing political propaganda assuming that every single crime committed on the Italian territory was made by a Romanian. And it happened the same thing 5 years before with Albanians and 5 years before with Moroccan. Anyone coming from the north of Europe was called Moroccan and was the criminal, the only one that could possibly make a crime in Italy. And my friend told me amazing things about Romania, and I thought it was very interesting. And then I checked statistic, and it looks like after the big exodus from the 30s and the 50s, now Italians, young people from 2007, 2008, with the crisis, are migrating again. So it felt to me a very good historical conjuncture to tell this story.
It's a little sign of hope almost, although it's not really hope, because it's of course you looking towards a new life, and sometimes it's the extreme kind of move, you know, when there's either this, you know, either flight or fight in a way. But in a way, this is probably it, we're talking about hope regarding the Italian ways of approaching migration and immigration, because for some reason, I mean, we are one of the most prominent countries in Europe, but we're so retrograde about this issue. And I still, you know, we're both Italians, so I want to actually, I wonder what you think about
indeed. It. Indeed. I think one of the most, one of the evidence of the fact that we are very retrograde is the fact that I heard someone speaking about my film saying, well, we have so many people arriving in Italy, so we have to go somewhere else. It's like, no, dude. It doesn't work this way. It's really, this is political propaganda again. I'm telling the story of two people that indeed have a hope, but also have a choice. They can decide, they have a house, they have a car. For sure, in Italy, we have history of real desperation. You know, 2 weeks ago, we had this woman called Paola Clemente that died working in a field for 2 euros per hour. So we have desperate stories in Italy, yet what I'm speaking about in my film is people that can choose. Whereas when we speak about migration these days, in spite of the incredibly violent and stupid words that we hear from politicians, we speak about people that have no choice. And yes, they have a hope, and their hope is to survive. You know? So it's very different.
There's also this sort of lyrical look that we have by watching your film, and I kind of want to know about the shooting actually, how it developed, and your relationship also with the DOP and all that shabbat.
Well, it was very intense, because we had the final green light for the film only happened after Berlinale, and so this year, I mean, speaking 2015, so wow. It means that from the day we were sure that we would have shot the film to the day when we received the invitation from Settimana della Critica, only 5 months past.
Wow.
So the shooting was 5 weeks in 5 different countries with a crew composed by people from 5 different countries, included my DOP. And it's kind of funny because the producer told me that we needed a DOP that was experienced, because, you know, it's my first film and from one of the country that were co-producing the film. And I said that I wanted to work with a 27-year-old guy from France, and I'm very happy about our work.
And to conclude, tell me about the reception last night, and how, of course, it is here to, you know, to be for you to be here in Venice.
Well, it's obviously very exciting, and I feel, you know, settimana della critica in the past year, there, you know, che shisha sayastra, però I feel incredibly privileged. And yesterday we had a very, very warm welcome, and for me it's amazing. Now you know, we still have one day with interview, and then I think it will be spritz time and relax.
good. I'm looking, you know, I hope that you're going to survive the interview day, because I definitely don't envy you being on the other part of the seat. But thank you so much, Adriano, for
being
with us.
Thank you, everyone.
And we actually, this is it. We can we can probably wrap up now, and I'll of course see you tomorrow for another day. More guests always here at for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.